In the face of great loss and tragedy, there is a powerful impulse to bear witness and to have others acknowledge our pain and our grief. Prior to entering the ministry, my work involved a lot of travel, and I would visit New York City on a very regular basis. I remember heading down to Manhattan just a few days, a week and a half or so after the attacks of September 11th. And the people with whom I visited would take me to windows in their office towers and invite me, encourage me to look downtown, to look across the financial district, to see the hole in the skyline. I remember traveling to the periphery of the World Trade Center site. It was on a small side street. And I could see the remnant of the South Tower, that wall that looked like a wreck from a Gothic cathedral that had yet to be torn down. It loomed over me. There was silence there. There was silence in the parking garage by my side. Cars were still there, covered with dust and debris. The image, though, that still resonates most with me from that trip to Manhattan and subsequent ones that fall were the flyers. The pictures of missing loved ones that covered walls at Penn Station and Grand Central. And I remember watching as over the ensuing weeks and months, the papers began to curl and some of them came down. And then there was the day they were all gone. But of course, the loss and the emptiness for so many did not disappear. And over the ensuing decade and a half, we have seen a city and a nation continue to grapple with the meaning of the events of that day. This past summer, when I was in Manhattan, I visited the World Trade Center Memorial. It was a beautiful, sunny day. And there were people going about their business. Some were tourists, others were natives. There were people hurrying off to meetings, others just taking in the sights. The amount of redevelopment that has taken place down at Ground Zero and Lower Manhattan is a testament to the resiliency of society. There are gleaming new towers, including One World Trade Center, a futuristic-looking transit hub that is meant to represent a phoenix arising from the ashes. There's a museum that clearly is speaking to a need based on the long lines of people I saw waiting to get in. And then at the center of all of this are the two reflecting pools. They occupy the footprints of the fallen towers. Around the rim of each of these pools are a series of water jets that create a cascade, a waterfall, that falls into a pool of water, at the center of which is an opening, an abyss, a void. Despite all of the life that can be seen in this part of the city reborn, there is inescapable reminder that death and darkness had touched this place. Around each of the pools are the names of people who died in those attacks in 2001, and also of those who died in the bombings in 1993. Some of us here know people who died that day. Some of us have friends who are still responding to this event in myriad different ways. Our loss that day might seem unique, but it is not. And I say that not to diminish what happened 15 years ago, but to offer a reminder that humans have been grappling with destruction and death and chaos and wondering about its meaning for millennia. Think of the words we heard from the Book of Lamentations this morning. There is loss and pain, disorientation and fear. These words are one of a series of dirges written in response to the destruction of the temple and the city of Jerusalem. An epochal event, if ever there was one, for a people. Those who survived had to try to make sense out of those events. Lamentations makes clear that we should be sharing our pain and our grief and our loss. It also signifies that it is okay for us to ask, where is God amidst the chaos? We should not hide our feelings. We should not run from them. No, the inclusion of Lamentations in the scriptures, in our canon, is a testament to the importance for us to be honest with our God. But as we grapple with this legacy, as we reflect on the destruction of Jerusalem, on destruction in Manhattan, we are called to ask ourselves, what will we do with this? Will the pain and the fear and the loss define us? Or will it give rise to something that will allow us to move forward? Will we allow ourselves to be people who live in the darkness, to let evil have the last word, to give free rein to fear? Or will we say we have seen the darkness and we choose to move into the light? We have known hatred, and we choose not to be consumed by it. We have known fear, and that is not the way we choose to live. In many ways, I found those reflecting pools to be oppressive. Two things, though, altered my experience that day. One, as I mentioned before, were the names inscribed along the edges. In front of me were the names Stephen Francis Schlag, Joshua Scott Reese, Francis Noel McGinn, and Pedro Grahan. I know nothing about these people, other than that their lives were snuffed out that day. And I know that having been given life, I am called as a child of God to make the most I can of that gift. The other thing that struck me that morning, as I looked at the water cascading down into the pool, was a rainbow. Thank God for physics and optics. There in the midst of this architectural and technological marvel was an assertion of nature, of its beauty and glory. We remember the story of the rainbow from Genesis. God's covenant to be with his people. That rainbow, that covenant was offered in the wake of great destruction. And God did not promise to undo what had happened. But God did promise to be with his people as they moved forward. Perhaps the author of Lamentations felt that he was crying into the wind. But I cannot imagine that the words would have been offered and then handed down from generation to generation unless there was a confidence that God was out there. I believe God was with the exiles who headed to Babylon and those who were left behind in the wake of the Babylonian invasion. And I believe that God was present with those who died and suffered and with those who mourn on September 11th, 2001. And I believe that God is present with us here 15 years on.